course, we are your home for News Talk Sports, and we sprinkle in some fun along the way. This morning, we're getting an update from the Manna House from two men who are heavily involved with this organization. We have Wayne Wingett and Harold Albert. And good morning to you both, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
Harold, let's kind of set the table, so to speak, and give us a brief history of the Manna House. What are we talking about here?
The Manna House is a food pantry that started at Mount Prospect Baptist Church back in 2006. It actually started in a small house across the street. It was only one room, one little room that was in there, probably less than 100 square feet. It started actually as a clothing ministry, and then we started giving food out. Then we moved into the basement of Mount Prospect Baptist Church. And from there, we started serving like food that people can go to the grocery store, actually shop for food in the basement of the church. And then we had meat, grocery, all kinds of product, pastries, bacon goods. And we were serving on an average of 75 to 80 families per week. That was every week, every Saturday morning.
And that, what was the year when it started again?
2006 is actually started.
So 2006, and then fast forward to where we are today.
And today we are at 546 South Cherry Road at the Passway. And today we serve over 450 families every Saturday from 8 to 11.
On one hand, we know how much it costs to live, so you're not really shocked when you hear these figures. On the other hand, if you weren't around, where would people be getting the food that they need to survive?
That's a good question. Yeah. We in Rock Hill, we were only one of a few pantries, and we are only pantry that serve the same families if you need it every week. We come out, we register the families, and every week, you know, we have the 450 families that come out. You don't have to be. In fact, we serve all of South Carolina, not just Rock Hill. Hmm. We have people come in from Lancaster, Simpsonville.
Yep. They don't give me groceries.
Yeah, and you know, people just come in from Chester, all over South Carolina, and we don't refuse anybody. So when you come to the Manna House, it's actually, you go to the grocery store, you got a shopping cart, right? Come to the Manna House, guess what you get? A shopping cart full of food. So I would say the average food that goes into a basket is over $200. So, you know, when you go to the grocery store, if you can save $200 every week, that's some saving that you can put in your pocket or do something else with.
And I love that it says, I'm on the website, and it says, everyone who comes through the Manna House Pantry is treated with dignity, love, and respect.
Exactly.
And so you serve on Saturday mornings there at Pathways from 8:45 to 11.
Not 8:45. Okay. We start at 8.
At 8 o'clock. Okay. Yep. 8 o'clock to 11.
You're right.
And the gates open around 7:30?
7:30.
Yeah.
But there's people that start lining up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
We're going to bring in Wayne Wingett, obviously a familiar personality here in our backyard. And Wayne, how did you get involved with the Manna House?
I can't remember the exact year, but when we lived in Rock Hill, we were members at First ARP Church. And we had some joint services with Mount Prospect Baptist Church. And I found out about it. And I don't know if you've mentioned it on air, but Dr. Robert Leslie was a great friend of mine. And we decided to get involved. And so we started participating in it. Then in 2017, we incorporated as a 501c3 nonprofit. Our first goal at our first board meeting was to have our own place. Two reasons. One, we needed more space, and Mount Prospect was ready to get us out because, you know, they got a funeral, a wedding, or something on Saturday. They were out of luck. He had to die on a different day. So anyway, so You know, we've worked hard, and really, this man right here. Let me tell you what. Uh-oh. Our first meeting with Pathways, I was there. I don't even know if you were there, but our first meeting with Pathways, and we were looking for space. Charles Price, we said, "Well, what's it going to cost us?" And he said, "Well, we just upfit the front office here, and it cost $165,000." And Eddie Brown looked at me. And he couldn't believe I didn't blink. And I didn't, because I had faith. And we got to work. And then I remember being at the beach with a bunch of friends of mine, and I got a call. And they said, "Well, we've got it down to $65,000 for upfitting." So anyway, that wasn't good enough. So this man right here, Harold, took it upon himself. And he got some folks had been homeless before and had his own company, and we got it upfitted for $44,000. It was a great leap of faith for us to bite that off, but we did it. And, you know, things changed a little bit with COVID. That's what Harold talks about now. They're driving through, particularly now with so many people, we couldn't have the walk through like it was the grocery store, like we did previously. But it's an incredible ministry, an incredible a volunteer base that comes. We don't have any paid employees. We do pay a little day labor because we get, seven pallets of food from TFATS just about every week. It has to be unloaded and stocked because we do stock it like a grocery store. When we fill the bags up on Saturday morning. But still, as Harold said, they get fresh meats, they get fresh vegetables, you know, they get healthy food. They aren't just getting a can of Vine or sausages. They're getting good food to eat. And the term now in vogue is what is it? Food insufficient. Yeah. I call it hungry. Yeah. You know, it's about 10% of people in York County are hungry. And that's a lot of people. And people are having to choose between paying for prescriptions, paying for a doctor visit, paying utility bill, you know, paying rent, and buying food. And so we fill in that gap to a large degree. It's probably about a week's worth of groceries they get when they come through. So it's a big help to a lot of people. Again, on the website you see 350. It's 450 now, and over that amount every Saturday. So there's a huge need for it. And you know, with the chainsaw massacre going through, you know, we're probably going to be losing some government. The folks are going to be losing some government benefits. SNAP, in particular, I understand, is on the chopping block. So, the role we're playing, hope. There are other pantries. We're not the only game in town, but they're all needed. They're all necessary to help fill this food insufficiency, as they call it.
Wayne, what can the community do to rally around Manor House and help Manor House? Are you looking for donations? Are you looking for volunteers?
Let me tell you a story. Flip Wilson used to tell this story. He said that there was this preacher, and he got it for the congregation, and he said, "Y'all, if this church is going to run, first we got to crawl." The brother in the back said, "Let it crawl, Reb, let it crawl." And then he said, "Well, after it crawls, it's going to need to walk." Brother in the back said, "Let it walk, Rev, let it walk." Then he said, "After it walks, we're going to run." And brother said, "Let it run, Rev, let it run." He said, "If you're going to run, we got to have money." And the brother in the back said, "Let it crawl, Rev, let it crawl." So we want to run.
We want to run.
So it takes money. Yeah. It takes money. I mean, we've got a great facility, but we have rent. We have huge utility bills. You know, we are blessed with the food we get. We have lots and lots of refrigerators and freezers, and we're probably one of the city's better customers, although I think they should give us a break. We have a lot of expenses, and so we've been blessed with a number of grants. And we're getting to the point where we're about to exhaust those grants, and we need to apply for and get some more. But what we really need are monthly contributions to sustain us so that we have money for our operating expenses each month. And that's somewhere around $5,000 each month. And so what we're really looking for is for people to make a donation monthly. Nothing's too small, nothing's too big, to us to help sustain us. As I talked about, the 10%, as we talked about, I'm sure you talk about frequently on here, the rising grocery prices, and they're going to be rising more because of the tariffs that are coming in, because we eat a lot of imported a lot of food products. So the needs just going to grow. It needs just going to grow, and so we've got to grow. We've got to run to sustain our mission, and in order to do that, we got to have money. Simple.
You know, if someone wants to donate, they can go to our website, the Manor House Pantry. And they can all go onto that site and see how you can donate, whether it's Cash App or credit cards, whatever. Also, I'd like to mention the fact that we are also partnered with Second Harvest Food Bank, and they're one of our partners, and Food Line is another one of our partners that helps supply the food.
And then Walmart, Covenant
and
Presbyterian, they help us.
And Sam's Club.
And Sam's. So yeah, we have some other partners. And we also, again, the TFATS, a federal program. We get lots of canned goods from.
And what's it called, there. TFATS?
TFATS. Don't TFATS. Ask me what it stands for. It stands for food to me. Yeah. So. Okay.
But the thing with TFAT, went to the Second Harvest last Tuesday, and they're starting to see some slowdown in the donation they get from the companies that donate. So
that's no bueno.
And they service a big area, not just York County, Mecklenburg County, but it's very disconcerting. Very concerning.
Wayne Wingate and Harold Albert, you are on the front lines, and you can see the struggle that families go through, and just thank goodness that the Manor House is here, no questions asked, to make sure folks have the basic necessities to live, and that is fuel for your body, and that's food. That is non-negotiable. That should not be any kind of issue at all. But you know, sadly, it seems like it is continuing to be more and more of a either or type of thing. And they represent the Manor House Pantry, as Harold just mentioned. You can go to themanorhousepantry.org. We're on their website now. There's a big button that says donate today, and see where you can, where your resources and services can be used.
Before we leave, and while you and Ashley have the website up, I invite you to become a monthly partner with Manor House. Any amount is welcome.
Perfect. Okay, Wayne and Harold, we certainly appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yep.